What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about. In case you aren't subscribed, you definitely should do so. Subscribe down there, hit the bell to get all notifications. That way you'll always be notified and get the Forever news. You know what I'm saying? The news. You don't want to miss out on the news, right? I got all the scoop. Definitely subscribe, hit that bell, and yeah, enjoy. Okay, people, for starters, we got a big update on the upcoming My Hero Academia movie, World Heroes Mission. We got a new visual. We also got a little bit of insight into potentially the villain of this film. We got a very, very controversial interview and some comments from, y'all know who Zack Snyder is, right? You know, the Snyder cut of the Justice League film that everybody's been talking about for months now. Well, we got a little bit of words of him talking about doing a Dragon Ball Z live action adaptation, basically, you know, a new one. And oh god, if that happened, oh. But we're gonna talk about it. We got a small update for the Higurashi anime. Very, very awesome and huge good news for Eden's Zero anime. Like, really, really good news. We're gonna talk about that one. Unfortunate news, but nevertheless, an update on Jujutsu Kaisen's author, Gege Akutami. And in a recent author comment, responding to, I guess it would be the criticism of turning in kind of unfinished pages a couple weeks ago for a Jujutsu Kaisen chapter in Shonen Jump. We got a slew of updates for the future of the Boruto anime, episode titles, synopsises, a whole bunch of stuff, so we're gonna get into that because Boruto anime is taking it to another level. We got a small update for the Demon Slayer Hinokami Kaputon game, and I'm not even gonna lie. You know what? We'll talk about it when we get there, because I'm just kind of like, okay, Cyber Connect 2, I see what we're doing here. And we got a small update from Discotech Media regarding some releases that I'm pretty excited to talk about. And yeah, people, this the stories we have for today's episode. Without further ado, let's jump into another exciting episode of the only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related, and we don't bore you, we get into it. Let's do it. No matter how you grow, get it done. 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 Okay, people, so let's start off with the update for the My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission film. For starters, we got a new visual for the film, World Heroes Mission, and on it, you see like a wide variety of characters. So it's confirming it's going to have Deku, Bakugo, Frog Girl, one of the big three, Hato, you got Fat Gum in there. So it looks like they're adding a variety, of course, Ochako, things like that. But then at the top, you see a lot of the heroes. You have, of course, Endeavor, you have Hawks, All Might, and it's, you know, scrawny form. And then there's a character that I'm honestly unfamiliar with there. I'm not sure who that is with a yellow jacket up there. If that is somebody that's known, then definitely fill me in. But I want to say that that's probably like a movie introduced character. And then at the bottom, it's like a sinister looking all blue type of character that I'm guessing is probably going to be the villain of this whole film, that's probably responsible for having Deku framed, and maybe he's after One For All or something along the lines of that. Again, this movie comes out August 6th, and attached to that was a little bit of a synopsis or a little bit of update of what this is all about. It says, My Hero Academia the movie, World Heroes Mission. UA students and pro heroes get together to save the world. At the bottom of the visual appears to be a weird enemy. His name is Flecked Turn. Maybe the reason why his name is Flecked Turn is because his quirk revolves around like reflecting things back at you after it's his turn to fight back or something like that. I'm not sure. So we're getting a little bit more insight into this. And also there's a visual of him with like a bunch of different like places. Like one of them is the pyramids next to him. Another one is just like, looks like a rural area in Japan. Then another one looks like the city. So I'm very curious exactly what's going on with this guy. Again, he's probably the main villain. Again, probably after One For All, or maybe he's working with All For One or something along the lines with that. But either way, we gotta wait and see. And again, in case you don't know, this is taking place during the Endeavor internship that Deku, Bakugo, and Todoroki undergo. So yeah, I'm looking forward to watching this one. I'm not even gonna lie. And like I've said before, I just hope that it could live up to the legacy that Heroes Rising had. Because again, I gotta stress that I really loved Heroes Rising. The action was awesome. Some of the stuff that went down, the animation, art, all of that jazz. I hope that they can at the very least match that. Moving forward, we got a little bit of an update on the Higurashi When They Cry anime. In case you don't know, there was a recent, it felt like a remake, but it actually was a sequel of sorts to the Higurashi anime. And I think it took like a seasonal break, if I'm not mistaken. However, it is returning returning, and we got some info. It says Higurashi When They Cry Sotsu anime premieres on July 1st. The official website of the Higurashi When They Cry Sotsu television anime, the follow-up to Higurashi When They Cry Go TV anime, revealed on Monday that the anime will premiere on Tokyo MX, BS 11, and Sun TV on July 1st and on ATX on July 2nd. The debut will air the first two episodes together, and Funimation will stream the anime as it airs in Japan. That is really hype. Not only are we getting the first episode, we're going to get two episodes back to back. I mean, I guess there's a certain amount of hype. I do want to keep expectations to a certain degree at a certain point, because usually when they do that, it's because the first episode is kind of slow. Like, I've noticed that with anime, whenever they drop two episodes at once, it's because the first episode, the premiere episode, is probably a little slow, and they don't want people to think like, oh, this shit is boring and I give a shit, so they drop two at the same time. But either way, I'm hyped for some more Higurashi When They Cry, especially considering that this is not a remake like we all thought at the beginning, although it's a lot more gory than I remember When They Cry being. I mean, I remember When They Cry being absolutely crazy, but shit, there was some stuff that in that season that we just got was insane, and I'm like, god damn, I forgot When They Cry could be so brutal. But either way, again, first two episodes, July 1st, looking forward to it. Next up, huge and awesome news for the Eden's Zero anime. Now, we've talked about this many times at this point that it's unfortunate it's in Netflix jail outside of Japan, so basically, unless you're watching it on illegal streaming sites, we can't watch it over here until whenever Netflix decides, hey, let's let them watch it in other places like we should be doing all along, because we're hurting our base. But that's neither here nor there. But there was a big announcement that, at the very least in Japan, as Eden Zero is airing, it is doing immaculate. In fact, it is one of the top most watched anime of the spring 2021 releases. Because according to this, it says, My Hero Academia Season 5 is the highest rating anime on Japanese TV in spring 2021. And interesting to know that second place is Eden's Zero. So Eden's Zero is only second to My Hero Academia, which, if you've been following my Forever News for a while now, you know that I've been saying, as much as I haven't been the biggest fan of this season of My Hero Academia up until the latest couple episodes at the very least, like, it's been doing phenomenal, outdoing One Piece in rankings over there. And it's just like, how are you outdoing the GOAT? You know what I'm saying? So for Eden's Zero to come only second to My Hero Academia in terms of the spring season anime releases, that means that Eden's Zero is a hit. Now, hopefully some of that success transitions over to manga sales, because like we've been talking, the Eden Zero manga hasn't been selling that crazy. Hopefully now with this newfound success and it doing wonderful, again, only second to My Hero, this can actually make the manga boost in sales. And I've read a bunch of Eden Zero. I read like 50 something chapters of it. I really enjoy it. It feels a lot better, a lot more well written than Fairy Tail. So if you have a kind of like stigma to it, especially when it drops over here on Netflix and stuff, you shouldn't go into it with the same mindset of, oh, Hiromashima made Fairy Tail, I had issues with Fairy Tail, because Eden Zero is actually a really fun sci-fi thing, and the character designs are cool. They are reminiscent of Fairy Tale, but I don't know, I really liked Eden Zero. I need to get back into the manga. I keep saying that, and yeah, eventually I'm gonna do it. Shout outs to Eden Zero again, the second highest anime of the spring season releases. Insane. Hiromashima's like, money, 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 money. Moving forward, okay, so in case you don't know, it was about 2 weeks ago now that the author of Jujutsu Kaisen had released the latest chapter at that time of the manga, and there was a few pages that were unfinished. Like, a lot of people were kind of speculating, like, was that intentional, the way it was designed? Because honestly, it kind of fit the mold of what was happening at that particular point in the chapter. But for me, because I've seen this before and jumped many times, I knew, okay, these are unfinished pages. So there was a little bit, I guess, of backlash over there in Japan, I'm imagining, because the author of Jujutsu Kaisen, Gege Akutami, in the recent author comments of Shonen Jump, said this: I won't submit rough drafts for the final version again. So important, people of the country, please don't say studying is worthless. And what I'm imagining why that is said is probably people were saying like, oh my god, if, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen is submitting and this is one of the biggest manga out right now, these rough pages, like, who cares about studying art? Like, just do whatever. So that's probably what I'm imagining happened, why Gege came out and said this. But don't ever talk about Jujutsu Kaisen in a derogatory manner, okay? Matter of fact, a lot of these manga, they're going through hell ever since the whole, you know, pandemic has been going on. They've had to change the way they write manga, the way they draw manga and things like that. Cut them some slack. But especially Gege Akutami, one of the best Shonen Jump manga of 2021 so far, they had a page or two that they couldn't get done in time. relax. And it's always important to get the basics down packed. If you're going to be a creator of art, an artist of any kind, like, yeah, practice makes perfect. And don't give mangaka any shit. Like, they don't deserve that. Okay, people, next up, we got a bunch of info on the upcoming episodes of the Boruto anime. I want to say episodes 203 through 206. Now, in case you don't know, spoiler alert, the Boruto anime is already getting really, really hype, and is going to get even more hype in the coming weeks and the next month or so. It's about to be bananas. Like, the Boruto anime is really, really heating up. The plot is as interesting as it's ever been. It's like really, really up there right now. And now we got some insight, and I'm looking forward to taking a dive into this. I mean, I'm a manga reader, but they have been making some additions and things like that. Let's see what's going down. For starters, we got Boruto episode 203 titled The Raid, and these are all courtesy of Organic Dinosaur, so shout outs to her. It says it's going to be broadcast next week on June 13th. An unusual phenomenon transpires with Kawaki's karma while he's with Naruto, the Nandame Hokage at the Uzumaki residence. Jigen, the leader of the mysterious organization referred to as Kara, has suddenly appeared before the two of them. Not only are Naruto and Kawaki astonished by this abrupt turn of events, but so is Kashin Koji, a member of Kara who has been secretly monitoring Kawaki. Even though Jigen tries to forcibly bring Kawaki back with him, Kawaki is reluctant to comply with Jigen's orders. When Naruto witnesses the spectacle unfolding, he then challenges Jigen to a battle in order to protect Kawaki. Let's go, June, it starts! Oh my god, I'm so freaking hyped for this shit, yo. Like, I remember reading the manga and going nuts, and now we're finally here with the anime. Like, woo! Then moving forward, episode 204, A Dangerous Bastard. Goddamn, A Dangerous Bastard, June 20th. Naruto has been kidnapped and taken away to another dimension because of Jigen's ability. Uchiha Sasuke then appears in front of them, calling Jigen a dangerous bastard. Sasuke then says that him and Naruto must defeat their enemy here, no matter what it takes. In order to bring down Jigen, Naruto and Sasuke cooperate with one another. A fierce battle then unfolds. However, Jigen takes pride in his high level of combat capabilities. He uses incomprehensible jutsu, which forces them into a difficult situation. Meanwhile, an unusual event occurs with Boruto's own karma. Having a bad feeling about it, Boruto and Mitsuki quickly return back to Boruto's home. By the time they arrive, Naruto has already been taken away. There, Kawaki is concerned about what just happened to Naruto, and in addition, Sasuke's daughter Sarada is also present. So first of all, just again, even more insane, like the stakes is getting higher and higher. Sasuke is calling dudes a dangerous bastard. He's like, you son of a bitch. And then them emphasizing Sarada is like, yo, are they building her up for something? Maybe they might add an additional moment that's not in the manga, although I know it's going to happen in the manga, but yeah. And then moving forward, episode 205 is titled Proof, and that'll be on June 27th. All traces of Naruto, who is the head of the village, have disappeared. In addition, he seems to have vanished alongside the enemy, who had suddenly appeared too. With such a dire situation unfolding, the advisor to the Hokage, Shikamaru, brings along some of his subordinates to pay a visit to the Uzumaki residence. Since Shikamaru is unable to rule out that there is some potential likelihood that Kawaki is a spy for Kara, and it seems suspicious for Kawaki to have been right at Naruto's side at the time of his disappearance, he decides to question Kawaki for a while and place him under house arrest within a barrier. God damn. However, Boruto and Kawaki speak frankly about the situation at hand. They're offended by Shikamaru's attitude and refuse to comply with his orders. Okay. And at that moment, Kawaki can sense some chakra that connects himself to Naruto from the leftover prosthetic hand. I don't know why I find that to be hilarious. It's so Naruto-like for Boruto. Like, that's something that Naruto, you know, back in the day, they would have been like, hey, listening to you, to, you know, the elders and things like that. And then episode 206, the last one that we have here, that's July 4th. So 4th of July, they're about to light it up, baby. Four people, Boruto, Sarada, Mitsuki, and Kawaki, have finally managed to arrive in the other dimension where Naruto was abducted off to. They achieved this by using a time-space ninjutsu via Boruto and Kawaki's karma. Naruto has been sealed into a bowl-shaped coffin there. Boro, a member of Kara, has been keeping guard over it while it's been in his possession. In order to extract Naruto, Boruto and his comrades go on the offensive in a succession of attacks against Boro. However, they get driven into a corner by Boro, who emits a mysterious black haze that makes them lose control over their own bodies. In order to overcome this situation, they temporarily retreat and then start to incorporate Kawaki into a new four-man team. And so the new Team 7 is formed with Sarada as their leader as they embark upon their counter-offensive measures. Oh my god, this sounds so hype, and I'm not even gonna lie, in the manga, this wasn't that hype. Spoiler alert, Boro in the manga was boring as shit. The anime has already made strides to make him a lot more enjoyable to watch, a lot more interesting to watch, and now this fight sounds like it's about to be crazy. And just a quick update as well. Episode 203 is going to be done by Studio Lings. I'm not familiar with them. However, episode 204 is going to be done by Studio Piro. And they said, as I mentioned this somewhere, it's connected to episode 65, which episode 65 to this date, people still regard as the best looking episode of Boruto. So that's just something to note. And episode 206 is going to be a co-production between Jiwoo and Piro. So that might look great too. But episode 204 and 206, both of them might be some pretty banging episodes. Although I've heard 204 to keep your expectations at a minimum, because the person that's connected, this isn't, I guess, regarded as a big episode. I don't know why it wouldn't be. This seems like it's going to be a humongous episode. So keep your expectations at a minimum for 204. But bam, this is some of the best stuff from the manga right now. We are going into the best content Boruto has to offer to date, and it's only going to get crazier. Okay, people, next up, just a small update on the Demon Slayer Hinokami Kaputan game. And I gotta be honest with you, with these updates and these additions, it definitely is reminding me, oh yeah, this is Cyber Connect 2. Let's just take a look. Demon Slayer, the Hinokami Chronicles game, I guess now that's what you can call it, the English, westernized name, Hinokami Chronicles, adds Kimetsu Gakuen's Tanjiro, Nezuko, and Gyu Tomioka. The official Twitter account for Demon Slayer, the Hinokami Chronicles, revealed on Monday that Tanjiro, Nezuko, and Gyu, as they appear in the Kimetsu Gakuen shorts, will join the game as playable characters. And honestly, because, Tanjiro, he's in like a suit, Gyu is in like a tracksuit, Nezuko's in a school uniform. This reminds me of Naruto Storm days, where they would have like, oh, check out, Naruto in a onesie. Here's DLC of Sakura dressed as a baboon. Like, this is that type of energy that Cyber Connect 2 is on. And I just gotta keep it real. Yeah, I could keep this. I don't want like 12 versions of Tanjiro. I want some more demons, which I'm almost certain they gotta have some freaking demons in here, right? Like, I'm certain they're not gonna just have them. So we'll probably get like a Kaza, a big announcement of him soon and things like that. But yeah, this is so Cyber Connect 2's bag right here of like, yo, here's worthless shit that y'all don't give a fuck about, but you're getting it anyways. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there's gonna be some people that are like, oh, I can't wait to play as Nezuko as a schoolgirl. Yeah. And if you're like, a 14-year-old little girl, by all means, have fun. But other than that, Next up, just a small update. I wanted to talk about this. I am not sponsored by them. Discotech Media does not put money in my hand by any means. So this is just strictly because I am excited and I want to talk about it. Discotech announces original Shaman King Lupin the Third Part 4 releases and more. I believe that's Part 4, Part 5. I'm terrible with the Roman numerals. But one of the big announcements that I really want to talk about, well, aside from the fact that they're releasing more case closed, that's always a great thing. Always welcome more case closed. But them rescuing and re-releasing finally the Shaman King anime. It says Shaman King 64 episode standard definition. Basically, it's going to be SD, but on a Blu-ray DVD. English dub release version that was originally edited for TV. A separate uncut Japanese version will release in the future. I'll probably wait for that one because, yeah, I'm not going to let nostalgia blind me into buying this shit. But yeah, if you're interested in Shaman King, which this is so smart of Discotech, shout outs to them. Like, oh, Netflix got the new Shaman King coming. Bam, we're gonna give y'all the nostalgia version. So if y'all feeling nostalgic and y'all wanna go buy some Shaman King anime while you're at it, here you go. Very, very smart on them. And just shout outs to them for doing that, giving a rescue and bringing the Japanese version too. I'm gonna wait for that one. I'm gonna pick that up definitely. And Discotech, they've been impressing me for a while, from releasing Reborn over here, releasing Beelzebub, Hajime no Ippo. Like, kudos to them. Oh, Detective Conan, case closed. Like, yeah, big shit. And lastly, people, this one right here, I don't know how to feel about it, to be honest with you. Like, at this point in my life, 5 years ago, it was a whole different ballgame. I used to be excited, like, maybe they could do it, maybe they could do it. I am completely, utterly jaded towards the thought of live action adaptations of anime and manga. Like, if it's an anime at this point, leave it as an anime or manga or things like that. The live action transition, it just doesn't freaking work. Like, I'm here to say, in 2021, we don't care. Oh shit, I think I pulled the Stephen Smith off like perfectly right there. Like, holy shit. But we don't care. Like, we don't want it. We don't care. We're not interested. But it does have some type of validity in terms of like, hey, at the very least, I'm going to take a listen to what he has to say. Because apparently Zack Snyder is interested in doing a Dragon Ball Z live action film. Zack Snyder open to directing Dragon Ball Z or anime film. Zack Snyder has revealed he's open to directing either a Dragon Ball Z movie or another based on a different anime. Snyder is no stranger to the world of adaptation, as the prominent filmmaker has shared his take on different comic book properties in the past, and it seems like he wouldn't mind taking on a story from the world of anime. Snyder's recent Army of the Dead will start this trend, as not only was it a brand new film for Netflix, but it'll also be getting an anime series set before the events of the movie. With that in mind, Snyder was asked about whether or not he would be open to directing an anime movie, specifically Dragon Ball Z, in an interview with Tyrone Magnus on YouTube, and Snyder revealed that he would consider that if the new project came right. So it's not completely outside of the realm of possibility, as Snyder explained. I would consider that, I mean, if it came right. But definitely, I would do an anime remake or live action. That would be fun because I love animation and I watch a lot of anime with my kid who's too young to watch it, but we watch anyway. Yeah. I've been doing that with my niece and nephew for a while, man. We watch so much goddamn anime. By the sounds of his answer, he's not entirely against the idea of directing an anime film. And yeah, like if it was just like, you know, an animated film, by all means, do you. But in terms of live action, like even if it's Zack Snyder and he just did the Snyder cut and it was great and all that shit, I'm still not interested. And maybe that's just me, so I don't want to speak for anybody else. If you guys are interested in like Zack Snyder's Dragon Ball Z, definitely let me know. But yeah, I mean, hey, if one gets released and I hear it's good, I'll check it out. But in terms of like me being excited or hyped for it, I don't see that happening. But those are the stories we have for today. I'm curious what you guys think. My Hero Academia's new key visual for the film, as well as the villain. What do you think is going down with that villain? Who is he? What are you think his motives? The upcoming new season of the Higurashi anime. You excited for that? Again, 2 episodes dropping at once. Eden Zero, the number 2 biggest spring 2021 anime. The Jujutsu Kaisen author's comments regarding, you know, the rough drafts and things like that. Off of Gege, please. Boruto anime episodes, man. Boruto, fire. Demon Slayer game, upcoming characters, Cyber Connect 2, please don't do this to us. Discotech Media rescuing the Shaman King anime, your thoughts on that. And Zack Snyder wanting to do a Dragon Ball Z movie. No. And your thoughts on any of the stories we covered in today's episode. But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links are in the description below. I'm Feneb World, and as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule.
Anime and manga
for life.
Have an awesome day. Peace in. And you guys just watched another episode of
Forever News.
Have an awesome day.